Ronnie Hull. Welcome to the July edition of Senior Connect, the monthly podcast of Seniors Ministry at First Pres Columbia. Today, I am privileged to share phone conversations I had with two senior members at First Pres. These members live in senior communities, and I spoke with them about how they are doing and asked them how we may best pray for and encourage them. I know you will enjoy hearing from Martha Kane and Retta Miller. Before we hear from today's guests, I have three announcements. First, on Thursday, July 2nd, beginning at 1 p.m., adults 50 years and older are invited to a virtual patriotic gathering via Zoom. Pastor Brian Bolt will be our host and Glenn Ward our speaker. If you have not made reservations, please contact Janet Altman at 803-799-9062, extension 550, or via email at jaltman@firstprescolumbia.org so she can email you the Zoom meeting invite. That number again is 803-799-9062, extension 550, or email at the letter J, altman@firstprescolumbia.org. Secondly, the Seniors Ministry Committee is working with the Congregational Care Committee of the Diaconate to provide designated seniors parking and assistance at all three Sunday worship services for those with mobility or health concerns. We are issuing senior parking decals for vehicles that will be using the designated spaces. Please contact Janet for more information or to request a decal. One final announcement is that our grandparenting webinar with Dr. Mark Ross is now available on our website. If you're interested, you can find the recording where you find the other Senior Connect episodes. Simply go to our church homepage, highlight the resources tab at the top, move your mouse down to podcasts and click on that, and it will take you to a list of all of our church podcasts. There at the bottom, you will see our Senior Connect podcast. Click on that and you will see the list, including our webinar with Dr. Mark Ross titled Grandparenting. And now, my conversations with FPC members Martha Kane, who lives with her husband Richard at Laurel Crest, and Retta Miller, who lives in Still Hopes. Now I've got with me Martha Kane and her husband Richard. They have been longtime members at First Presbyterian Church, and now they are living at Laurel Crest, and they've been there for almost 5 years. It'll be 5 years on July 1st. And so, Martha, we just wanted to check up on you guys, and I know a lot of our congregation has been worried about people in our senior communities because of COVID-19. And so we just wanted to ask you, how are things going?
The folks at Laurel Crest have been wonderful. It's been hard, but the quarantine has absolutely been necessary. And we understand that, but that does not keep it from being hard. But anyway, we miss seeing our family. And since then, we have had our first great-grandchild. And we see pictures, and that's great. But I can't wait to get my hands on him.
That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. We were excited.
Wonderful. So would you say that that's probably the hardest challenge right now is just not being able to see family and friends?
I think so. And that is really difficult. We have three sons. One is here in Lexington, and of course that doesn't mean a thing because we can't see him either. Mm. And then a son in Camden and a son in Georgia. So, you know, we used to be able to get together at times, but our son and his wife here in Lexington, Nan has been wonderful to do errands for us as well as Rick has.
Oh, good.
So we are very appreciative. God gave us three wonderful children, and they have supplied us with great daughters-in-laws and grandchildren.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, the church, they're eager to be praying for you. And I guess that's one prayer request is the loneliness. Would that be a prayer request?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I think probably it's harder on Richard because he is wheelchair bound now. Mm. And it's very hard to get him out. And he just, he needs people, and we don't have people that we can visit with. And I think that's especially true with the children and when our three boys can come and talk to their dad.
Yeah, I can't imagine. But I guess they get to talk to him on the phone, but it's just not the same.
No, and it's wonderful to have the phone system.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what we would do if, because, you know, the postage stamps are not cheap anymore. But anyway, we are so thankful for where we are, and the people here have just been more than kind and helpful, and they have taken really good care of us.
Oh, wonderful. I was going to ask you about writing notes and letters. I'm sure that's a helpful thing if the church would like to reach out to some of our friends and family in the Laurel Crest, and that they could write notes and cards. That's a good idea, right?
That's wonderful. And, you know, we love to hear from our friends and just don't get to see them much anymore, because it's been several years that we have not been active in the church. There was a time when I was super active and enjoyed every minute of it that God gave me as a circle chairman and just as a member of the ladies' work in the church and a member of First Presbyterian Church and the preaching there and the music. Everything about it has just been a blessing.
Oh, well, I know you're not alone, and I know there are people that are still benefiting from your ministry here, and so thank you for that.
Well, I was to say it's all because God gave me the talent, I guess I'm going to say. I use talent as a little with a question because I'm not sure I was talented, but he led me to think I was.
Yeah.
Well, but anyway, glory be to God.
Thank you, Martha. And one last question. Are you able to see other people at Laurel Crest?
We see each other as long as we have a mask and in passing, but as far as visiting other people, they do not encourage that. I know there are some that do that, but I think that you have to be 6 feet apart, you know, and I think there are people that do that, but as a gathering for things, we do not do that anymore.
I see. Well, thank you for your time, Martha. And before we let you go, can we pray with you?
Please do.
Wonderful. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your servant, Martha, and we thank you for your servant, Richard, and for your love for them and their love for you. And we pray that you would bless them even in this season that you are an unusual season that you're putting the whole world through, but especially our seniors, as it is difficult to be separated from friends and family physically, Lord, but you know what you are doing. You are sovereign, and you are still in control and a loving God. And so I pray that you would help that reassurance to bring us that peace that surpasses understanding. But God, too, we pray that you would burn up this COVID-19 virus soon, that you would be able to restore us to our friends and family, that we would be able to see one another face to face and hold one another and hug one another again. And God, we thank you for the technologies that you give us for phones and the computers, but we do pray that you would end this pandemic soon so that we can be restored physically to one another and to be physically in your presence in church worship service. We pray all these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. And thank you so much. And I enjoyed talking with the family from First Presbyterian, and I just hope everybody is well and blessed.
Thank you, Martha. I know they're going to be excited to hear from you. And tell Richard we say hi and we love him.
I surely will. And he's not available right now for talking, but he misses the church and he misses friends.
Oh.
And so thank you for calling, and I enjoyed talking with you. And you are working for a great man.
Yeah.
We were so impressed with him.
Yeah, I'm really thankful because my wife Laura and I are excited about the ministry, but we don't have a lot of experience. So I'm so excited to be working with Brian and for his wife, Michelle, to be able to help Laura, because, you know, what it's like to be around people that you just want to be like. And that's how I feel about Brian. I just want to be like him.
Oh, he is a wonderful person for you to look up to. He really is. And in fact, I've not met a pastor, associate pastor, assistant pastor, anybody in that church that's not just a blessing in everything they do for us.
Praise God.
And yes, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Joining me now is Retta Miller at Still Hopes. And so, Retta, we just wanted to let the church know how you're doing, and if you can give us kind of an update during this COVID-19, how things are going at Still Hopes.
Things are going really well. They haven't had any cases of the virus, and so we're all real happy about that. They just have done various things to keep the morale up. And we haven't been able to have any visitors come in, but we can go out anywhere we choose to go, even though they do discourage that because they don't want anybody bringing it back.
Oh, right.
So they've had, just like today, they're having food trucks come, and they've had the snow cone people come, and they have different theme days. So they've just tried to keep a lot of things going here, I think.
Oh, good.
One thing is just to keep people from going out.
Right. But they don't stop you. Like, you're able to go out to the grocery store
if you want to. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. If you want to. But they do sort of discourage it. You know?
Right.
They'll go to the grocery store for you, and they're doing a lot of that.
Oh, good.
Just to discourage people from going out. But they are providing lots and lots of entertainment. And they do movies, and when they do them like four times because they can't get but so many people together at one time.
Yeah, you have to sign up for a slot.
Yeah.
So the church, I think they just want to know how they can be praying for our friends and family and senior communities. Would you have any recommendations for prayer requests or letter writing?
Well, like I say, I think they've just done an outstanding job, but the main thing I miss, and it's really a big thing, I have not been able to see my son since, I guess, February or March.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes people's families come and visit them just outside. Like, he could come and we could visit outside, but I just don't think that's satisfactory, even though he's just in Florence, because he wouldn't even have a bathroom or anything.
Right.
And I just really miss seeing him and being able to get with him.
Yeah.
But you can sort of understand why they're doing it.
Right. But yeah, it's still probably one of the most difficult things, I imagine, in this time.
Yeah. So that's a really big deal to me.
Yeah. And what about, so that's a good prayer request. What about notes? Is that something that we can be doing, is writing notes of encouragement or phone calls? Or?
Well, you can, yeah. And I was just thinking, you know, Still Hopes has their own TV station. And so they show, they have just when things are not shut down, they have a regular service on Sunday at 11 o'clock in the chapel. And so now that everything's closed down, they still have that service. Nobody can go in there, but
Right.
The chaplain
films it,
does the service. I think he does it earlier.
Okay.
And so we can turn on the TV exactly at that time and look at it.
Well, that's good.
And you can go in the chapel anytime you want to. They're just not having a service. We can move about this part if we want to. You know, we can't go in any of the other parts.
Okay, yeah. So you guys you're in independent, but you can't go into assisted living areas, that kind of?
No. Okay. Uh-uh.
Right. But you're able to see other people in the independent living?
Oh, yeah.
That's
because
good.
The way they have the food set up is they close the dining room, but they have a different menu every day.
Oh, good.
And then they have things you can get all the time. And so you just go up there and you order what you want. It's a pretty big selection. And then you just bring it out and you take it any way you want to eat. Like you can just, you know, sit around with other restaurants.
That's good.
And then this week they opened up the dining room. You still have to just go pick it up, but you can take it in there and sit down as long as you sit 6 feet from somebody.
Okay.
So it looks like they are just, and the same thing with the wellness center, they are gradually opening things back up.
Oh, good.
But if they would just open up the Vista Park,
yeah,
I would be happy.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, I definitely miss visiting you, and I miss the good food there. And
I know.
That long walk that brought our son out the next day.
Yeah, that's right. I think about that. Yeah.
I can't wait.
Y'all will have to come back out. You can tell him that story. And y'all will have to come back out when all of this is over.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to hold him, for him to meet you.
I know it.
Great. Well, thank you, Retta. Is there anything else you think the church should know about how things are with you and how things are in general at Still Hopes?
No, I just hope everything's going all right with the church reopening and all.
Yeah, you can be in prayer for that. I know it's not easy. Thank you, Retta. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Ronnie. Bye.
Bye. As we conclude this edition of Senior Connect, let me remind you to call the Pastoral Care phone line if issues arise with which we may be able to help. That number is 803-513-7931. Again, 803-513-7931. Thanks for listening. I leave you with this reminder from Psalm 42, verse 11. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God.